It's proudly Canadian, proudly local day here on MyFM, and joining me in the studio are Denise and Michael Versteeg, who operate Elgin Carpet One. Thank you both for joining us, and why don't we start with Michael? Give us a little bit of backstory to the business, which has been operating in St. Thomas for close to five decades.
Well, I believe Elgin Flooring started with Jan Versteeg. He was operating out of his own garage. He was bringing in materials there and basically selling right out of his house. And then fast forward to the 70s, where they purchased the existing location where we're located now. His two brothers, Tom Sr. And George, they joined in around that time, I believe. And that's when the business, you know, fully dedicated itself to its current location. And that's kind of where we are now.
So it really is, like we talk about family businesses, this is a family business.
It sure is. Third generation.
Well, I mean, I think the immigration story is very common for most Canadians. Yep. At some point, somebody decided Canada was going to be a great place to come and live and either be a part of something or start their own business. And of course, our family decided that that was the way they wanted to go. Yep. And obviously with Jan starting the business and then our grandfather, George, joining in a little bit later, it's a great tradition to be a part of.
And so there's that whole Canadian identity. I mean, this is not so much for you because you were born here, but for the family, it's now a Canadian identity. I'm sure that's very important, especially with the nationalistic spirit we have right now. Being Canadian, proudly Canadian, is
100%. I think it was maybe too long in the works that we needed to really step up and identify who we were as Canadians. And I think as Canadian business owners, we heard Canadians loud and clear. You know, they wanted to support Canadian businesses. They wanted to support Canadian manufacturers. So that's something that we've done on the flooring side. We are looking towards our Canadian suppliers, looking towards Canadian manufactured goods. And we've had a really positive response from customers.
And the other thing we talked about with Tom is the customers, repeat customers, that whole buying into the community, mm-hmm. where the community knows who you are.
Absolutely. I mean, this whole being neighborly and being part of community, I mean, that is kind of the Canadian identity. And so being able to be part of this community for as long as we have, we recognize people and faces, and people recognize us as well. We've had some long-standing staff members. Actually, last year we just had somebody retire who'd been with us for 36 years. So it's been a really great tradition in that respect.
And we talked about second or third generation with the ownership, but I'm sure you're seeing with customers who put faith and trust in your advice that you're probably looking at maybe second and third generation customers coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and being local community members as well, we're fortunate enough to work with local contractors and home builders in the St. Thomas area. And some of the home builders that we deal with, this business has been dealing with them longer than I've been on this earth.
Yeah.
So that goes to show that we are deeply connected with the community here. And yeah, we've got an excellent customer base who just keeps coming back to us.
Yeah. Now, we talked about community involvement. And I mean, not only are you supporting the employee, but you're supporting his or her family. And they're probably spending that money in the community as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just the spin-offs of employment.
Absolutely. All of our employees are locals to St. Thomas and the surrounding area. So it's great not just to be able to support them, but for our customers to come in and know that they're dealing with local people and they're like, oh yeah, I know where that is, or I know where you're located. That's a great area. You know, it's great to see those connections being made.
And not necessarily dealing with a large franchise.
Now, we are a co-op, so a co-op has the buying power and the relationships with suppliers of a large organization, large chain, but all of our stores are independently owned and operated, and that's such a great feeling to know that we still have that level of control.
Yeah, it is nice to know that you can take a look at the future and, okay, what do we want to do? Where do we want to be in 5 years, 10 years, whatever?
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny you talk about the future because we've got some big things in store.
For sure. So it's interesting because, as we mentioned before, how Jan started this business late 60s, kind of working out of his garage. he was mostly spurred on by the fact that at that time Ford was constructing or had already constructed its assembly plant over in Talbotville. So the reasoning from Jan was that, you know, there's a lot of people who have to work at that factory. They're going to need new homes. Every home needs flooring. And so here we are again in 2025, where Volkswagen's coming to town / PowerCo. And with that battery plant coming to town, we know that there's going to be a large influx of people, potentially thousands of people moving to town. So we're about to break ground on an expansion of our own on our current location at 1026 Talbot. We're going to have an expanded showroom, additional office spaces, larger warehouse, basically everything we need to make sure that we can continue to service the needs of our community.
And when's that going to start?
Not soon enough. The short answer is it should start sometime this summer, hopefully in the next couple weeks. But yeah, ideally within the next 12 to 18 months, there's going to be a lot of action happening on our location.